Well, thank you all very much. Really appreciate having the opportunity to speak to you this morning. My name is Luke Bozeman, and myself and Dr. Bob Wolf will spend a few minutes talking to you about some of the things that we have ongoing here at BASF that we think is very exciting. So as we all know, agriculture is a very dynamic endeavor, always has been, always will be. But never have growers faced some of the issues in the past like they are today, specifically with the emergence of resistant weeds. I mean, this is nothing new. I'm not going to give you a weed resistance seminar, but it has become really a coast to coast problem, specifically around glyphosate resistant weeds. And it's one that's changing the way growers control their weeds in their crops. Nowhere any more than in the Southeast and the Midwest, this area. Now, BASF's approach has been an advanced weed control focus, looking at a program approach to controlling weeds, using herbicides with different, unique, effective sites of action. Now, we've spoken about the difference between modes of action and sites of action. You know, quite simply, a mode of action is how a herbicide controls a weed. The site of action is a more specific way of describing and identifying how that specific active ingredient works. As a matter of fact, you have a herbicide selection guide. We have several others that can be made available to you as well that does a very nice job of categorizing commercial herbicides based on chemical family, site of action, and mode of action. So please take one with you and use it as a resource. We think it's important for growers to really understand the difference, because they need to look at a herbicide program that either controls weeds as they germinate, that have action on the root system or root development, and also on foliar type herbicides. And we at BASF, I think, are quite fortunate because we have an industry leading portfolio of herbicides. It represents 12 unique sites of action, and is really the foundation and underpinning of our advanced weed control program approach. Looking at a portfolio of herbicides that can be used by growers to keep their fields clean from start to finish. Now, because of the expansion of weed resistance and the difficulty in controlling many of these weeds, there's a lot of new technologies that are being brought to the marketplace that are in development that'll serve as tools for growers to fight some of these problem weeds. You've heard us speak about the dicamba-tolerant cropping systems and BASF's Ingenia herbicide that's coming to market here in the next year or so. Well, as these new technologies are developed, we certainly recognize the need for greater engagement at the grower level. We recognize that there was a gap in linking the application technology to the grower applicator, and that was one of the seeds that really grew into our on-target application academy. There was a need there. We were fortunate enough to know Dr. Bob Wolf and worked with him collaboratively to develop our on-target application academy that began in 2012. Now, why is education important? Well, we started by doing a survey, I believe it was late 2010, where we surveyed a very large grower base. And quite surprising to me, 80% of the growers we recognized apply herbicides to their crops. If you'd asked me before the survey, I would have thought maybe 50%. But it's a lot more than that. These growers that are applying their herbicides or have a staff that's applying herbicides face a myriad of issues, whether it be fighting weather, fighting resistant weeds, planning their cropping rotations, etc. So there's a lot of need expressed by the growers on, let you know, give me the information that can make me more productive in my operation, and specifically around application technology. That was the some of the information that we got back from our grower survey. So the Application Academy, our on-target Application Academy, has a very simple goal, and that's to provide hands-on education focused on the grower applicator, not ignoring commercial applicators, but the focus is specifically on the grower applicator, so that they have the best information of the new technologies that are available for them to have the ability to apply their products effectively and keep them on target. Some of the, from a high level, our goal is that when we go through an on-target Application Academy training, that the attendees walk away with a recognition of how important it is to manage nozzle selection, calibration, boom height, sprayer clean out, etc. So that's kind of from a high level what our goal was. And over the last the last year and a half, we've trained over 2,500 growers, actually almost 3,000 to date, across 16 states, and that's expanding. And one of the neat things about our On-Target Application Academy is we always survey our attendees as they leave, and the results have been quite, I think quite dramatic. And we all know that, that growers aren't shy about expressing their, if they've done something that's, that wastes their time, they'll tell you about it. You know, more than 95% of the growers said the On-Target Application Academy is valuable. It's providing me with information that's helping me become a more successful operator. It's giving me a good understanding of the new technologies that are available. And what's even more, I think, revealing is that to date, 100% have said, that the instructor was knowledgeable. Kudos to Dr. Wolf. And they would recommend the On-Target Application Academy to their neighbors. So that's, I think that's an important metric that tells us that this was a need and it's being well received. We're continuing in 2013. As a matter of fact, we have in about a little less than an hour, Dr. Wolf will be demonstrating some of his educational efforts at the seminar tent. More on that a little bit later. And we have several events scheduled for the remainder of this year, and we'll be continuing in 2014 as well. So this is something that's not a 1 or 2 year effort. We expect to have the On-Target Application Academy as a foundational program that BASF supports for the for foreseeable future. A little bit about Dr. Wolf before he comes up and speaks. I've had the good fortune of knowing Dr. Wolf for about 30 years. He spent his entire career in academia and in consulting focused on application technology. I would argue that there's no one alive that understands row crop agriculture and application systems better than Dr. Wolf. So it's with great pride, Dr. Wolf, I'll let you speak a few minutes on the Application Academy.
Thank you. Thank you, Luke, and welcome to you folks here today. I want to give you just a brief outline of what we cover in the On-Target Application Academy. Some of you in here have covered that well, and appreciate the support you've given for us in that effort. One of the things that's kind of focusing this academy is the fact that we're going to need to be challenged in how we develop our spray strategies so that we can properly apply and control our hard to kill and resistant weeds that we're dealing with as a result of some of the structures that are being developed. Nozzle options are going to be a critical part of that. drift concerns are going to be a critical part of that. So the focus of future applications is the total intent of this academy. When applications occur, there's three basic goals that have to keep the process in motion. Number one, if you're using a specific herbicide or tank mix of herbicides to control weeds, as an example, and that is the main focus of this academy, you obviously want to have a good weed control. So that's the number one goal. But at the same time, we do not want to have any off-target damage, and that's going to be critical. So the relationship that we can develop with the applicator in terms of the applications that they make to keep them on target are going to be very important in this process. The other part of that, as the applications are made, we certainly want to make sure they're safe for the applicators and that they're efficient, both for the time involved to do the process and some of the other activities that will be involved in the application process. There's several options available to make the applications. One of the concerns that we will have in the very near future is that airplanes will not be considered a viable source for the new herbicide strategies that are going to be released in the next year or two. So at some time in the future, we might be able to address that situation. But for now, the applications are going to be focused on ground application tools, ranging from any type and size that you might see here on the screen. What I would like to highlight, and I do this with the applicators in the academy, even though most of them are growers, on the commercial side, we can spend up to $500,000 for a spray machine today. And that's quite an investment. So it's very critical that those machines are used efficiently and effectively in this weed control program. Okay. Regardless of what that spray machine costs, the components that go together to make that application process occur are very similar. So it's not a challenge to me to decide whether green or yellow or red or blue was a better machine. It's that the components that are used are on that system, and the end result of that system is the spray nozzle. That's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. So we spend a lot of time and we focus very carefully on that concept. It's an inexpensive part of the application process, but it is critical. So we spend a lot of time in the academy talking about the spray nozzle. There's probably only one more important part of that whole process, and that is the operator, the person running that machine. And that's the focus of our training, whether it be through this On Target Academy with the grower in mind or any other trainings that we do related to this topic with an applicator in mind. As I just said, the nozzle is an important part of the process. We identify the four items here on the screen as the typical purposes of a spray nozzle on the sprayer. Number one, you select the right nozzle size to control the gallons per acre. That's the amount. And if you can't put the right amount of product on and do that accurately, then you're not going to be doing a very good job in your weed control. The other part is the uniformity of the application. And I'll talk just briefly to that here in a second. Coverage and drift are most critical. And coverage relates to good weed control, and if you're doing good coverage, you're also creating the potential for higher drift. So what you have to be concerned about is the relationship between those two concepts, and we cover that very intently, and we demonstrate that to them with the spray table in the process. Now, as I indicated, one of the critical parts of the nozzle role is gallons per acre, ensuring that you put on the right amount of product per acre. So one concept that we have to keep focusing on in this process, because in some cases we're dealing with an extremely young applicator audience, and those folks have had most of their experiences with electronic spray controllers running their spray machines, and they still need to understand the function of that process is based on speed and pressure. And the challenges that we have on this side of the coin is keeping them focused on how fast they drive in the field to do their spray applications and how that relates to the pressure. So we go through that with this concept, and we want them to understand that if they increase their speed dramatically, with a rate control system in charge of that spray process, they're more than likely going to increase the pressure. And that's going to very much increase the drift potential that they will have out there in that field. So we got to keep focused on that process. And we'll spend a lot of time and examples on how that functions. Now, I indicated to you earlier, uniformity of the application is crucial. So the crucial part of that is maintaining a proper boom height. And proper boom height is going to be talked about and demonstrated in the academy. And the goal that we have in this process is getting the booms to a maximum of 24 inches. The reason I say that is we have a lot of operators out there today that are running their booms much higher than that for whatever reason. The higher the boom is off the target, the more drift potential you have and the less coverage that you may get out of that process. So the goal of the academy is to lower the boom height. If we can get it in the neighborhood of 24 inches, we're going to be happy. And of course, if we can lower the boom, we can have a control of our spray drift. Now, the key component, as we talk about the nozzle technology that is very much influencing the application industry today, is coming down the road based on the label. And more of our product labels are starting to tell the applicators what droplet size to use for the product in the spray tank. And as we get into that process, applicators are not in the habit of reading the label in the detail to find that information out. And as we know, the label is the law. And if that label is directive and they don't follow it, there could be some consequences if drift occurs or if poor performance occurs. So we spend a good deal of time in the academy showing some of those example labels and showing them the technology that they have available to them to pick the proper drop size. And one of those technologies that's really come on strong in the last few months has been apps for the smartphone. And we actually do demonstrate a few of those and show them what they are. The other part that's going to directly influence the application process in the near future and for years to come is the influence on that drop size for the adjuvants or additional products that go in the spray tank beyond the chemistry. And as you well know, there's a lot of adjuvants available today. And the challenge is, what effect do they have on the drop size? And the research in this area has just begun. We're just now starting to look at tank mix influence on droplet size. And so we're beginning to introduce applicators to this concept as they look forward to their application processes, that when they put something in the tank, it won't adversely affect the drift control, or more importantly, the coverage and weed control. Another part of this whole process in the next few years, as we look to using products other than Roundup in the spray tank, will be the issues evolved around clean out of the sprayer. It's a very detailed process. We're just getting into that. The educational program that we cover is just developing. What we're learning is there's not going to be anything new and exciting here. We're still talking triple rinse, but it's going to be an effort that some people have not used in recent years. And if we do not have cleanup, proper cleanup, we're going to have challenges. The picture you see here on the screen is the end of a boom on a particular sprayer. And in that boom end, there's areas that never get cleaned out or flushed if it's not properly maintained. And that can be a challenge to crop injury down the road. The other issue that I identify is with filters and screens. And as we look at the filters and screens on some of our modern sprayers, they're oftentimes overlooked in the clean out process. And as you can see in this picture, there's crystal that's left in the filter bowl. And if certain products get in that tank mix, glyphosate is a good example. Roundup is an excellent tank cleaner. And if we allow that in a tank mix and to set for a period of time, those crystals will break down and it'll cause crop damage. So the sprayer clean-out issue is probably going to be a bigger challenge than we expected as we move forward into the new technology with Ingenia and et cetera. As I sum up this process, and at your chairs, you've got a little card that highlights some of the recommendations for application practices. And we focus on these in the academy, and we want the applicators to leave with a frame of mind that they can go do a better job, a comfortable job, an understanding job of the application process. Luke?